Obviously, we're getting back to a more traditional offense that we're used to seeing. So it'll be a good test. And you know, we got some good quarterback, good receiving group, and a good O-line. So
they definitely have a lot of weapons. You know, first of all, you know, they have a good team all around. So it's going to be a tough task. No matter what, if it's offense side, defense side, the ball.
AJ has the ability to, you know, not only do it in the control passing game, but go make the big catch in the vertical passing game. So I mean, we have to play our defense. Like anything, you know, not to be cliche, it's going to come down to fundamentals, finish, you know, the pursuit. Anytime you have a premier perimeter player, whether it's a running back, to wide receiver, tight end, we got to make sure that you know, we're playing to our leverage and playing to our health.
You know, obviously that's what we pride ourselves on here, is getting after the quarterback and creating turnovers. And I think last game we had one, and maybe in week one we had zero. So we're kind of behind the eight ball. You know, we always like to be in the positive, in the green, as far as that's concerned.
Just gotta, you know, finish the game a little better. You know, it's you know, we did some things in San Francisco that are clearly different than how we approached Washington, and you know. We were able to generate pressure and, you know, had turnovers, particularly turnover opportunities, and we need to continue to do that.
The game always starts with the front. It starts with the front. Like you said, if you can have those guys get the pressure on any quarterback, it don't matter who it is. You know, it's most likely going to be a good day for the back end. So if those guys do their job and we're doing our job, we're all in sync together, then it'll be a good day.